Welcome to the Creative Financing Podcast, where you'll learn how to structure terms and use various creative financing strategies to create profitable deals for short and long-term wealth. Whether you're a buy and hold investor, wholesaler, or flipper, learning creative financing will help you do more deals and unlock profits that you may not even know existed. On the Creative Financing Podcast, we break down actual deals we and our guests are doing and simplify the methods and terms used to execute these strategies. Now, let's dive in and create some terms.
Hello and welcome to the Creative Financing Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Gallegos, here with
Jeff Rappaport.
And today, guys, we are going to be talking about deal structuring again, straight from the CRM. This time, it's my turn to kind of lead the offers, the structuring of the offers. So Jeff is going to pull lead out of his CRM, give me the details, and then let's see what I can do, see if I can run away with it or if I'll stumble and need your help. But
either way is fine.
He'll be here for backup and slash support. But yeah, that's what we're doing today. So let's get into it, Jeff. What you got?
All right. So let's go through this example, and then I'll give you some of the details, and then tell me, Jonathan, where would you start with this, right? So what are going to be like the first steps that you're going to deal with this lead? So it's in Wyoming, three bed, two bath. It's got a finished basement, one car garage.
Okay.
Okay. It is about 2,200 square feet.
Okay.
0.23 of an acre, built in 1963.
Okay.
It's occupied.
By owner?
Yes.
Okay.
They are open to terms. They do have a mortgage, about $74,000. Their payment is 736 PITI.
Okay. 736?
Yep.
6 PITI. Okay.
They want to move right away. The property is in very good condition. Needs some touch-up paint and maybe some landscaping, but they've done quite a bit to the house. They've even done an addition. So the square footage is actually probably significantly more, because she has talked about that the addition is big enough to have an apartment in.
Okay. Is there plumbing ran to it?
I have no idea about what the addition is, but they were going to make an apartment out of it. New kitchen from the subfloor up, new tile cabinets, bar. They put a lot of work into the home. She thinks it's a prime neighborhood. She thinks the property is worth 260, maybe 270. She's had a realtor that wants to list the property at 260, 270.
Okay.
She would go as low as 170, 175.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. 170, 175. Well,
do you need any other information?
Do we know what taxes are?
Taxes are $1,421 for the year.
Dang, that's low.
Yeah. Wyoming is one of the lowest states taxes.
That's what I heard. Okay, so man, there's a ton of equity already. Like, you're talking $100,000 here.
Yeah.
So
if everything is the way that it's made out to be, yes.
Right. Right. Okay. Do we know what it could rent for?
Okay. So, but where I want to start with this is where you would start. So would you then go run rental comps?
No, No, I would just make a cash offer at like 170.
Oh, so you did so you jump all over this.
Oh yeah, this would be a wholetail deal for me.
Okay.
I would probably present actually a short-term finance offer.
Okay. So cash and a short-term finance offer.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, but let's figure out what some of our options may be, right?
Yeah, so that's why I was asking you what rent.
Yeah. So we would, one of the places we definitely want is see what we could do is find comps, right? In terms of value.
Yep.
And two, we'd want to look up the, you know, verify as much as we could in terms of the tax records, square footage, you know, year built, all that kind of stuff. What the property taxes are per year, and then we'd want to run some rental comps, correct? I mean, that should be, you know, rental comps are pretty much any time that it's possible that, you know, it could be a rental.
Yeah.
So the rental comps on this is $1,200 to $1,300.
Okay. So pull comps, check taxes. Yeah. Do you just go to Rentometer for that?
So I use two different places now. I use Rentometer and I also use Bigger Pockets. Bigger Pockets came out with something that is actually worked really well. And sometimes I get consistency between the two and sometimes I don't. So I like running them through both.
Yeah, interesting. Is that for like their paid members or?
Yes. Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. So let's just throw a cash offer. Here's what I would do. Cash offer of 160. Okay. And then short term finance.
Tell me why you're coming in at 160. What?
Because I want them to take my short-term finance.
Okay, great. And it's funny because that would be my thought process exactly as well.
Short-term finance offer of the $175K. I would give them, let's just say I would offer $15K down. Right. That might be a little low. And then I would pay them. Let's see, their payment was $736. I'd pay them. I'd offer like $1,000 a month. Just to
what?
Just to round it off. I don't know if I would do that. I don't know. I'm trying to decide if I would just offer to make their mortgage payment or pay them $1,000 and so give them a little bit more. But I don't know I don't know how they would feel about that. So might need to have that conversation. But short-term finance offer $175K, offering like $15K down. I would only ask for 6 months. If the property's in excellent condition.
Yep. So now you just got to figure out your payment.
Yep.
And what your balloon is.
So my payment and my balloon. So let's go with, so 175, okay, well, 160 is our present value. 160,000, because that's the 175 minus our down payment. Present value. Do we know what their interest rate is?
I have no idea.
Okay.
My guess is that they've been paying on this for quite a while.
Okay. Yeah. So let's just offer like 3.5. Let's just call it 4% interest.
And 160.
Yep, 160 present value, 4% interest. I'm just going to amortize this over 360 to see what that payment is. Okay. So I'm going to hit 360 months for N. My payment is $763.86.
Close to what it is.
Yeah.
But this is principal and interest. That's
PIT. Yeah. PIT. Yeah, that's true. So if I wanted to get, let's see.
So when you're thinking about this offer, Jonathan, you are thinking you are the buyer in this case.
Yeah, and right.
Your goal is that you're going to put it back on the market. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I think that's a great way to go because it's just where the most money is, especially if the house is in great condition. Sure. And I know you've done this before, Jeff, where you've taken short-term financing on, you know, a house that you've wholetail. And I know you've done a couple of them. So I think I think there's a huge paycheck in this, and you can get it done, you know, 2 to 3 months.
These are the kinds of deals that make you want to be a wholesaler, right?
Yeah. So, yes.
You can get rehab type profits without doing the rehab.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, you don't come across too many properties that are in excellent condition where they'll take $100,000 off what they could list the property for. So that's unique, right?
Well, you want to know why? My acquisition manager talked to her, and he said this to her just like he would say it to anyone. Why don't you just go list it? And she said, I know I can make more money, but my husband's been transferred to Texas, and he's been there, and I'm done. I just want to go to Texas. So she's willing to swap equity for, you know, speed. And that's what she cares about. You know, I don't think they're hurting for money. I don't think she wants to. I don't think she's a desperate seller in any way, but that's what she wants.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, there you go. That's
okay. So how would you structure? So we've got the price, we got the down payment, we got the term. We're just trying to figure out the payment and the balloon, correct?
Yeah. So what I'm offering is $1,000 a month. So what I did in my financial calculator is I hit 1,000 negative as payment. So I hit payment, and then I hit six for N. So 6 months for N. Okay. And then I just hit future value. So what I have here is, so, and I did 4% interest again, so I have a balloon payment of, I'm going to write this down. I'm trying to take notes and keep my screen open here. So I got a balloon payment of $157,176. Okay. So I'm giving a little extra over their payment. So they're making a little money on it. Why they hold it for, you know, the 6 months until I sell it, right?
Yep.
they're just earning a little, you know, 4% interest on that principal balance of 160. So my payment, $1,000 a month, because that's what I chose, just to give a little more than what they're getting.
Your $1,000 is going to be principal and interest. So if taxes, and or insurance is escrowed in their payment, which it is, that you will basically be reimbursing them. In this case, you really won't, because you don't need to worry about taxes for, you know, the next 6 months. It'll just get paid out at closing.
That is correct. Yeah. And so I'd pull an insurance policy on it. I'd keep their insurance policy in place, pull my own insurance policy. Okay. Yeah. And then just, I wouldn't worry about paying taxes. I'd let that get paid out at the end and pay it off. So that would be offer. So cash offer, $160,000.
Okay.
Then short-term financing offer for 6 months. And again, that was, $175,000 purchase price, 15,000 down and $1,000 a month, principal and interest at 4%. For 6 months, so the balloon payment would be $157,176. And then do we want to figure out what they'll gross on it?
Well, let's talk about a couple of, no, I'm not worried about the gross because, you know, this type of offer is not about maximizing, the value of the property. This is basically a cash offer, but a little bit of time, right?
Yeah.
So a little better price, but a little more time. So here are a couple of questions for you, Jonathan.
Okay.
So you came in at 160 cash, 175 for this. Now, my guess is that hard money wise, if you were going to borrow it, that you for sure could get this for 2 and 12, right?
Yeah.
2 points, 12% interest. That's the going rate in our area, right?
Correct.
So let's say that you have a relationship with your lender and they're willing to lend you all the money. Okay. 100%.
Okay.
So if you're doing 175, so 2 points is what? $3,500.
Yeah.
$3,500. Yeah. And let's say that it's going to take you 4 months from start to finish, right, to get this done. So that's another $7,000. So you're at $10,500. And let's say that, yeah, that maybe there's even an additional month. So $12,000, right? Something like that in costs.
Yeah.
Right.
Pretty close.
So my question to you is you've offered them 15,000 more, doing it the short-term finance way, it's actually cheaper for you to go hard money with cash.
It is, huh?
it's okay. You know, that's all right. But it's something that I wanted to bring up just so that, you're aware of it. The second part would be to me is when you're making this offer, okay, there's two things that matter here, right? So it's the purchase price and it's the down payment. It's not the monthly payment because it's short term, right? So if you want to give them some additional cash flow, rather than structure it in one wrap loan, right? So you're basically wrapping this loan and then you're giving them, you know, $1,000 a month. So they're getting, you know, $260 a month cash flow, something like that, right?
Uh-huh.
Rather than do that, so I don't really care what the payment is, right? I'll pay them $1,500 a month at least that I know that a portion of that money is going toward principal, because it's so short term, it doesn't really matter.
Uh-huh.
So when I'm structuring these kinds of offers, I'd rather up the down payment and give them, a significant amount of down, and then I'll just take over their debt. And you could do this subject too, right? I would never do this subject to because there's too much equity. What you could do is wrap the first, right? So we've got the identical loan to what they have. So you're paying that $736.
Okay.
And then you're creating a new second for the seller's equity.
Okay.
And now you're paying whatever you want to pay, $500 a month, principal only payments, $1,000, $750, whatever you want. But now that money is coming right off the purchase price, which probably is fine with you, right? So now if you're getting in for $15,000 and you wanted to sweeten the deal a little bit, hey, we'll give you $500 a month cash flow. And it's short term, so we're just going to have it taken right off the top. I think that's simpler than saying, here's $1,000. You know, we don't really know what the principal pay down on her loan is, by doing it that second way, you're also getting that principal pay down of that loan. And you're getting the principal pay down on the principal only payment.
Yeah.
So I'd rather structure it either. Let's give them a higher down payment and entice them. You know, here's a chunk of money. We'll cover your debt for the next 6 months, and then we'll give you the balance of your money. Or here's a little smaller down payment. We're going to wrap your first. We'll make that 736 monthly payment. And just so that you have some money coming in each month, the balance of your equity will be a second position loan, and we'll pay you $500 a month, principal only.
Okay. So second balance of second. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. That's how you think of it. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So I didn't do the math on, okay, if I was paying cash, I would only, you know, and
the numbers work, right? Either way, you could make money at 175. And we don't want to get greedy here. When you got a good deal, you want that deal, right? And I can tell you, you know,
I thought my down payment was a little low, but that's just the first thing that came to mind.
Well, and I'll tell you, yeah, but my offers are very similar to yours. So, you know, I offered 162 and some change for cash, and I offered 173 short-term finance with 20 down, and I'll pay the payment for, you know, I asked for 7 months just because this is a smaller city, and I noticed that properties take probably 45, 50 days on market.
Okay.
So I just, and you could do 6 months, and hey, I'll give you $5,000 if I need to extend it for two additional months or something like that. Just to make sure. I know that you and I did a deal, you know, a couple of years ago now, and you ran out of time.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, and that seller wasn't easy to play with after you ran out of time.
That's right.
So not a bad idea to get a little extra time. I mean, that was a rehab, so that was a little different. But
yeah.
But at the same time, you know, hey, if the market shifts a little bit, it could create a problem here. You don't want a problem.
Yeah, you're right. So always put that extension clause in there.
Yeah. So we were super close. The only thing I didn't love about your offer is that $1,000. It's really, you know, they're getting a couple of $100, $250 or whatever a month, which that doesn't do much for them, right? So
no.
And now you're trying to figure out, you know, if you're offering them 4%, then now you're not even getting the principal pay down on their loan. And you know, you want that, you're paying on that loan. This is short term, but hey, yeah, $300-$350 of that 736 could be going toward principal each month. And yeah, you might as well take advantage of that.
Yeah. So what's your short term finance is 173. 35K down, is that right?
20 down.
Oh, 20 down.
20 down. But okay. Yeah, I would have been fine giving them 25, 28, 30.
Right. Yeah. So would I. And if that was a big thing, we're like, if they're like, oh, that's kind of low down payment, I'd be like, all right, let's add another 10 to it.
Yeah. Or hey, would you rather have some positive cash flow? We can do that too.
But what's your payment? What's your short term finance?
So at 736, I'll just make their payment for 7 months.
Okay. And then you'd give them a second?
No second. So I'm just taking over their payment.
Okay. So subject to kind of thing?
No subject to. I don't know why I said that. They have way too much equity. I could take the subject to if they let me, but I just don't know why I would do that. Go ahead.
Just to clarify, so if you're not doing a subject to, you're just wrapping their first.
That's right. So in this case, we'd be doing an all-inclusive trust deed.
Okay.
The subject to here, you know, I'd be taking over a $74,000 debt, and I just had a a question about this last week. And if you are taking this property subject to, that means that this seller is deeding you the property. They're remaining on the loan. They remain with the liability. And if I don't give them a note for the balance of their equity, they really have no recourse against me. And if I defaulted, they'd really be kind of screwed in terms of the property and their equity. If I do give them a second, now you've got a weird situation. So that they can protect themselves on their equity, on their second, but they have no recourse on the first. So if I was actually, if I defaulted on their mortgage, their underlying mortgage, but I paid whatever I agreed to pay them on the second, they really can't foreclose. They have no recourse. It's a weird situation. So I would not do that. I would just do it as an all-inclusive and either wrap the entire thing as one loan, or I'd wrap the existing loan and I would create a whole new trust deed and note as a second for the seller's equity.
Gotcha. Okay. Cool. Well, that was kind of fun.
Now it's going to get really interesting.
So as far as payment,
the easy one.
So as far as payment, my thought process was, okay, well, I'll give them just a little more as, you know, a little incentive, right? So for me, it was just like, can I incentivize them a little bit more just by paying them a little extra month? And $1,000 just seemed like a solid round number. So that's kind of how my mind works a lot of the time. I just throw it.
Yeah, I'm totally fine with it. I think I would just structure it a little differently as a wrap around their existing debt, and then a new note for, whatever the balance would be. So 160 minus 74, 86,000, I guess.
Yeah.
That's their balance, right? That's their equity.
Yeah.
So I would then create a new note for 86,000. And hey, if you wanted to pay them $300 a month, then pay them $300 a month principal only on that loan.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, Jeff. So on my short-term financing offer, would that be an all-inclusive?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Or a contract for deed, if that's, either way it could be done. What I like to do is if I can be on title and with the idea of what the exit strategy is where we're going to just go put it back on the market, I'd rather be on title. It's smoother that way. Now I will create an issue for myself, right? And you as a rehabber probably know the issue. If you're taking title to this property, what that issue will be, right?
You trigger the due on sell clause.
Well, I'm not really, I mean, it's so short term, the property would be sold. The bank could find out day one and actually want to use the due on sell clause, and I wouldn't be worried about it. But what about FHA buyers?
Oh yeah. Yeah. You got to hold the
property. So it would exclude FHA buyers for the first 90 days, right?
Yep,
so.
Correct. Yeah. Cause you have to hold property for a minimum of 3 months. Yeah, that's true, but that's okay. I mean, you just exclude it for the first 90 days and then
and really exclude it for the first 60 days because if an FHA buyer in month three, by the time they get a loan, and we could structure it around that 90 days.
Right. I've actually had to draft up a new purchase agreement.
Yeah.
On a similar situation.
But not a big deal.
Nope. All right, cool. Well, guys, I hope that you were able to learn a little something from this. This is a pretty straightforward, easy deal. And the exit strategy is clear here. It's not all the time, it's not always this clear, right? Cause you got to find where is the profit? What's your strategy? Where's the biggest profit? And for this one, obviously it's wholetailing it. And so by doing that, we know that the seller wants 170, 175. That's what they're willing to take. and that's a great price. But to kind of incentivize them to take the short-term financing offer so that we don't have to pull hard money, we just offer them a lower cash offer. And I kind of liked where our numbers were, you know, pretty close to the same, Jeff.
Yeah.
The structure is a little different as far as payments, but yeah, that's, so this is pretty easy, straightforward deal. And if you guys are able to follow along on this one, then you guys can do, you can do creative financing, right? This is, there's nothing hard about this. And we always talked about this in the past, Jeff, if you're new to creative financing and you're a rehabber or even a wholesaler, you know, always give them the short-term financing.
Oh yeah. And this was an easy one, right? I mean, it was pretty straightforward. And you know, I like that you actually came in lower for your cash offer. To me, that's what you want to do, is that, you know, I'd much rather give a $20,000 down payment than deal with a hard money lender and all the paperwork that comes along with it. And it's super easy to put together.
Yep. Love it. Okay. Well, guys, if you have not already, please like and subscribe to our podcast wherever you get your podcast, because that really helps us get the word out. Again, you can find all of our episodes at thecreativefinancingpodcast.com. That is our archive. If you guys are interested in the apprenticeship program that Jeff offers, where it's a wholesaling focused program nationwide, please email Rebecca, that's Rebecca at weofferoptions.com. And then also, if you guys are interested in the Creative Financing Academy, we are now taking students. And if you're interested in that, the best way to get some more info on it is to contact Jeff directly at his email. And his email is Jeff, J-E-F-F, at weofferoptions.com. And he'll get you all the info on that. This episode should be airing August 9th, I think. And we are running a introductory special into the Academy. So there's a price discount right now for the next, what do we say, Jeff?
30 days, the month of August.
Yeah. So the whole month of August, if you're interested, definitely email Jeff right away, because there's an introductory rate. After the 1st of September, we will be raising the price of that. So if you guys love this content and you really want to dive in deeper and learn how to structure offers, just like we showed you on this show and previous shows, and if you want to become a wizard like Jeff, he has put together, you know, a library of step-by-step videos where he just walks you through creating these offers, much the same way we did on this show, but it's in video format. Do you want to say anything about that, Jeff?
Yeah, really, it's very similar to the free video that we've given away, where it's from start to finish. I just pull leads out of our CRM like we did today, and my thought process, we go through the, you know, who is my potential buyer, you know, how to figure out different exit strategies, and then how to write the offers. And yep, you know, you start with one, and then yeah, you build off all the rest. And creative financing to me is having that foundation of knowing how numbers work, and then repetition, practice, being able to keep doing it. Then you start seeing different trends, different patterns, and now you know how to fit all the pieces of the puzzle together.
Right. And just remember, guys, that it takes a lot of practice. And Jeff has many years in it. So even with me and how long we've been doing this podcast, last 3 years, you know, I don't think of everything in the way that Jeff does. And that just comes with experience. So yes, just know that it does take time, practice, and you start seeing things differently with experience. Just like Jeff was able to quickly point out the fact that, you know, if I bought it for 160K, I'd be paying more that, or I'd be paying a little less that way overall versus my short-term financing offer.
And that's then the numbers work, right?
Yeah. So don't get discouraged is my whole point here. Don't get discouraged if you don't get something or something's not clicking, just know that it takes time.
Yep.
Cool. And then definitely hit up our Facebook group, the Creative Financing Podcast. We're on there. So, you know, definitely become a member of the group, and any questions you guys have or deals you're working on, we're trying to build that community out. So it's kind of a self-supporting community. Get on there and hit us up. Any last words, Jeff?
No, I'm super excited about the Creative Financing Academy. We're in the middle of revamping our apprentice program to give an accelerated course, as well as one that, you know, kind of goes at your own pace. So you have different options available, and you know, keep in mind that we are wholesaling nationwide. We go basically where our leads take us, but we're also doing commercial deals. Just sold a mobile home park, in the process of selling some storage units. We deal in apartments and a number of different asset classes. It's fun. So if you sign up for our apprentice program, you are going to learn about all the different types of assets that you can wholesale. And commercial makes you more money. There's no question about it. But we also love deals like the one we're talking about, right? So pretty straightforward. Really all we've got to do is get one of our offers accepted and go inspect the house, and we're ready to go on this one.
Cool. Hey guys, till next time, go out there and create some terms.
Thanks for listening to the Creative Financing Podcast. We need your feedback to continue to bring you the best strategies in creative financing. So please subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. We greatly appreciate your ear, and please pass this on. Until next time, create some terms. This show offers general information on creative financing strategies and real estate investments. Nothing contained herein should be considered personal, legal, or financial advice. Every state has individual laws governing the use and type of documents used to execute strategies discussed herein. You should consult with a local licensed real estate broker and attorney before relying on any information contained herein. Information is not guaranteed, and opinions of the guests are their own. Profits are not guaranteed, and there's always inherent risk in real estate investing.